Power Hour Nations. A pleasure to be with you, certainly. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Wherever, whenever you're connecting with us, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com are our two websites. We have for new customers, we always get new listeners, especially being on Rents' network now and some of the new things we're doing. If you want to go to the Power Mall and buy something, you're a new customer, put in at checkout, there's a spot for a coupon code. Put in the coupon or in the text or type the word FIRST10, FIRST10, and you're going to get a discount off your first order. We really want you to order. We really think we got some great products for you that you'll become hooked on, just like a lot of our longtime listeners. This is so much a part of what we do, is helping your health. And that's how we get the fuel here to put in this car to go down the road. So, you know, try us out. First-time listeners, first-time people who order, first orders, hey, try us out. We have a great return policy. If something doesn't work out, it doesn't work for you, whatever, we always work with our people very good to make them happy. So we want to make you happy. We want to be your supply. So check that out, thepowermall.com. Very interesting broadcast, I think, today. And, of course, we saw the situation in California. We'll get to that news story. We'll talk about it a little bit more with the guest, Kurt Haskell. Kev, do you remember Kurt Haskell?
The guy in the plane.
The guy in the plane. That's a good way. That's a good way to put it. The guy in the plane.
He saw somebody trying to light his underwear.
That's right. He tried to, or he was on the plane there. I think it was in Michigan. I believe it was in Michigan. The Abdul Farouk was getting on the plane, came to be known as the underwear bomber, the underwear bomber, or the shoe bomber. Was it a shoe bomber? Now I'm confused.
The underwear bomber.
Well, I can admit, I don't. We'll ask Kurt. We're glad Kurt's here. Anyway,
he was trying to light up his shoe, and the other one was trying to light up his underwear, I think. But that was a long time ago.
I should not. This is a bad host. This is bad hosting. I can't remember. I should have it written down right here.
Shows that you're human.
Oh my gosh! So we don't want to go into that. But anyway, he saw this happening. That the person who later became known as the bomber that was trying to light a bomb supposedly and got all these scanners put in these airports, he saw the feds pull him right through security, no identification, no nothing, and get right on the plane. Like, wow.
And supposedly he stunk pretty bad, too.
Well, there you go. Maybe he went to the garlic festival. And we saw that shooting over. And we're going to talk about Kurt's research, Pulse Nightclub. He's got a lot of information on that. These are important. What I just told you about Kurt Haskell, very important. Again, this illusion. We are shown an illusion. And getting to the bottom of these things is very important.
And difficult sometimes.
And difficult, yeah. Joining us, as always, or just about always, is Uncle Kevin. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be back. It's going to be a great show today because I sat down about 30 seconds ago. It always is a good show when I get you all fired up.
Get me fired up because you're late. Well, I don't know if you're coming or not. We're so glad that you're here. Thank you for making time of your day to be here with us. Let's get to the news, and then Kurt will be in about an hour. Second warship arrives in Strait of Hormuz to protect British tankers.
I say stay out of it. I wouldn't send a rowboat over there to protect the oil over there. I don't know about you.
A rowboat?
Would you?
If I'm Britain?
Stay out. No. Was it our ship that they sent over? I thought you said it was ours.
No. Now I got to read the article. No, it's British.
Oh, British sent it off.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
To protect British tankers.
Well, I could see it if there's, you know.
From what you said, it was a whole ruse. That other thing, the guards were put off the other boat. Anyway, let me make you aware of that.
Supposedly, they want to start World War III there.
So. Who knows? Somebody does. Somebody probably does.
Yeah.
Who's they?
Everything doesn't add up about those.
No, that's there's no question that's true. So we've already talked too much about this already. Mm-hmm. China giant spy drone just tailed U.S. Navy cruiser. I don't know why that would be surprising at all.
I think they do that all the time.
Yeah, I don't. This is standard operating procedure.
Right, exactly.
The cruiser was in the Taiwan Strait, the Sea of Japan, supposedly. Some call it the Sea of Japan. China doesn't like anybody near Taiwan. They're very possessive about Taiwan.
I'm so proud of Taiwan, too.
Even Top Gun, the new Top Gun movie with Tom Cruise, on the jacket, it used to have a Taiwan flag on it for doing operations in Taiwan.
Right.
It's removed.
And who did that? China money.
Obviously, Chinese money. China warns Hong Kong protests won't be tolerated.
Well, we'll see. What does that mean? Yeah, we'll see. You know, they got the manpower to crush them.
China warned that Hong Kong's unrest had gone, quote, far beyond peaceful protest after a chaotic weekend of tear gas and clashes illustrated the government's struggle to quell a leaderless, unpredictable, and widespread movement. This is very important. This is an important story. Now, some of these others, I mean, they come and go, whatever. This is important. You have supposedly somewhere around 1 million people protesting in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. They do not, you know, we have professor after professor here extolling the virtues of the social credit score system that is mainland China and all that goes with it. You have Hong Kong, who the families, at this point, there's, you know, the ancestors of these people, they know darn well what China's about.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want any part. They don't want any part of being sucked into China proper or the mainland China and their culture and their law.
Yeah, they know that's a bad road to go to.
So they are protesting. They do not want that law where they are going to be tried in mainland China. This happened in the United States in the 1770s. This was one of the biggest things. Samuel Adams wrote about this incessantly. This is what one of the things that drove him nuts.
Yep.
That British soldiers would come in, accuse people. Anything, basically, rip them out without any due process and then take them overseas to be tried in England.
And mostly never seen again.
This is very important, the basis of our law. Hong Kong is experiencing this and they don't want part of it.
Yeah.
They don't want any part of it. I support them.
Yeah,
this is exceptionally important. It reflects on our own history in this country. And this is a watershed moment for our world right now, not just China or Hong Kong. Will a people, a relatively free people, whatever free means, right, quote unquote free,
rich people,
a relatively prosperous free people, will they allow themselves to be brought into this control grid system?
That's debatable. Don't know.
Well, right now they're not.
Right, and I hope they stay that way.
I hate to even talk like this, but I hope, you know, China says, well, we can totally overwhelm them, or we can use military force. Okay, then use military force. Then do it. Then show exactly who you are. Yeah. I pray that these people in Hong Kong have the moral fortitude to stand their ground, because their life, their ancestors' life, their past ancestors, and their future progeny, their future is on the line right now. And live or die, there are some things more important than your life. And Hong Kong is facing a literal moment.
Smack in the middle.
Literal 1776 moment right now.
And they can show the world.
Will they allow themselves to be sucked in to this tyrannical control grid government system? Will they?
I hope not.
I hope not. And then that portends to questions here.
Yeah.
Will we?
Oh, yeah.
See, you see what this is
and
much
and
bigger.
And worldwide.
And worldwide.
This is a worldwide thing.
Next story. They're going exactly what you said. In Russia, AP, nearly 1,400 detained in Moscow protest, largest in a decade. The largest protests in a decade in Moscow were detained in a violent police crackdown on an opposition protest monitoring group said Sunday, adding that there was the largest number of detentions at a rally in the Russian capital this decade. The crackdowns on the anti-government protesters began days before the rally. Again, somebody's not happy. People all over the world, big rallies. I don't see them in America very much.
Well, hopefully they'll come here real soon.
You know, that's one of the questions about Trump. And we talked a little bit about with Todd before. You know, whatever Trump is or isn't doing, or he has accomplished quite a bit.
He does.
And there's the things that he needs to accomplish that left to done.
Yeah. Bingo.
Is Trump, has he been used as a release valve for the discontent in this country that people think, well, I'm discontented. I don't like where this is going in the government. I don't trust the government. Oh, Trump said, oh, everything's good. Has that happened? Has that occurred?
I hope not. I hope he's tried and true.
Well, whether he's tried and true or not, that's two different questions. They're two different questions. I believe he has been used as a.
I believe he's tried and true.
Okay. Well, I believe he has been used as a release valve.
Okay.
And
that's all he's going to do? Yeah, I don't believe that.
That he's all. No. I don't believe that either. Those are two different questions. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
All right.
Those are whether that's two different discussions.
Okay.
He has been used by this control grid, whatever you want to assign it. He has been used as a release valve to the discontent in this country, because before Clinton was about possibly get elected, Hillary. I mean, not Bill. Mm-hmm. Before Hillary was possibly going to get elected, I mean. We were getting rumors here. Joyce was still alive. She was getting people calling her. They were damn near, sorry, but they were darn near ready for an armed insurrection in the government and ready to just go Hong Kong on everybody.
Yeah.
But now they don't.
And if you look at it like that, yeah, he's been used as a release valve, yeah. But I just think he's going to keep on going.
Well, there's super. We'll get to these stories in a minute. There's a couple important stories. He hasn't done anything.
No, I'm disappointed in him in a few areas, but he's also done, stuff to counter it. So
Israel. Well, we'll get into this discussion on a couple of these other news stories. Israel U.S. test intercepting ballistic missiles in Alaska. Israel and the United States complete a series of successful tests of their advanced Arrow 3 missile defense system. Why are we testing things with Israel? Are they help building them now?
Probably. Probably.
I don't get that. It didn't make this clear in this article. I didn't quite get that. But with North Korea being active and mm-hmm. what's going on, possibly China's, they're not exactly copacetic right this second with everything that's going on. Probably it's good to have Alaska prepared to intercept some missiles.
Well, that's where Russian missles are going to be coming from,
Five nations meet. Well, possibly. We want to cancel that thought.
Yeah, right.
Five nations meet with Iran to save 2015 nuclear deal. Five nations are meeting with Iran. So we've discussed this for, was everything that's gone on, was this just a moment to kind of get a new deal?
I think so.
Representatives from Iran, Germany, France, Britain, China, Russia, and the EU met in Vienna to discuss the 2015 agreement. The atmosphere was constructive and the discussions were good, Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said. That's interesting who's at this meeting. Why is somebody from EU going to be there, but yet Germany, France, and Britain are there? Supposedly they're part of the EU. So you're already seeing the separate, they're already acting separate. Of course, the obvious one that's missing in this, there's nobody from the United States in that meeting.
Well, supposedly they're going to have a one-on-one treaty with the United States. Supposedly.
Getting the United States news. Okay, these next couple stories we're going to talk about, they may seem, these are frustrating, that. They are monumentally important, and we're going to get to this and we're going to talk about it in detail. These stories of the day, this story right here is emblematic of the story of the day. Probably the week, maybe the month, maybe the year. I don't know. Time will tell.
Okay.
YouTube terminates account of Sacramento family fighting Verizon 5G small cell tower installed next to child's bedroom.
Ooh.
Few people in Sacramento have signed up for 5G. Few of them. Many want it gone, including the Davidson family, who had a small cell tower installed next to their home. They have been very public about experiencing symptoms of microwave sickness and electromagnetic sensitivity. Okay, let me interject. Let me stop for a second. In, was it Sweden, where this has also started to go in? The same thing has
same
been going on.
Same thing happened.
Immediately.
The ladies were talking about they're having two periods a month.
Two cycles, two menstrual cycles.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And that other place in some in the United States, they were having all sorts of troubles with the kids. And then they pulled the microwaves from it because all the kids were getting sick in school.
Well, that was just a cell tower. Right. That wasn't even a 5G tower.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It was a lawsuit. Several, the cancer rate was way above normal.
Yeah, so at least they pulled it off the top of the school or wherever it was, you know.
Okay. The telecom industry has admitted they have no scientific evidence that 5G wireless is biologically safe. Sounds like the vaccine industry.
Yeah.
There are no double blind studies, except that one that...
That snuck through
that they shut down immediately.
Yeah.
And plenty of researchers say it isn't safe. 5G isn't safe. Okay. Couple things. One,
you talking about the small towers that...
Yes, they went right next to their house, right next to the child's bedroom, right on the street.
Well, if they don't have a camera around, that tower would not be there the next day.
Well, if they had a camera around, then the camera would be gone.
The camera would be gone.
And then the thing would be gone.
Exactly. I wouldn't put up with that.
And let me read I'm going to read two or three stories together, and then we'll probably talk about all of them.
Okay.
Because they're all related. This is the biggest story, ladies and gentlemen. Senate moves bill with up to $15,000 fines for sharing memes online. A bipartisan bill working its way through Congress could drastically change how copyright claims are processed and would create a system to impose up to 30,000 fines on anyone who shares protected material online. Okay, let me give you a little background. Right now, if you have a copyright on, you know, Donald Duck or, you know, or whatever, if you have a copyright on whatever it is and you want to enforce your copyright, somebody's using your material, it's a fairly expensive process.
Right.
Can be done. It's fairly ironclad if you've taken procedures and your awards can be massive, what have you, for somebody using it. Okay. Having said all that, it's a process and it's work. Okay. Nobody's going to do that for some, you posting some meme with Donald Duck and making fun of some politician on it.
Right. They're not making any money off it.
Right. They can't make any money off of it. Even if they win, what are they going to make? Two, they're not, the people who use it are not, using it for financial gain.
Right.
So two ways. Disney could not make any, I don't know if Disney owns, who owns, Warner,
Donald Duck.
Time Warner may own Donald Duck. Was it Bugs Bunny?
Don't know.
Maybe Disney by now. Who knows? They bought up everything.
They bought up.
So, there's no way they could, one, the person doing the meme is not using it for financial purposes.
Right. So he should be able to use it.
Right. There should be a fair use act.
That's right. It's fair. That's right. That's how it's been.
Well, there is a little bit of a gray line.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the gray line is nobody's, just let them do whatever, you know. There's no way we can enforce this without, you know, $50,000 in legal fees. And what are we going to get out of it?
Yeah, nothing.
So this law, quote unquote, this statute is now coming in saying, no, you can enforce it. It won't cost you near nothing. And you can get these people. And if they're caught with this, it's a $15,000 fine. They want to stop memes. Stop memes. Okay. You just heard the story before this. The Davidson family in Sacramento, who are complaining about the 5G tower, taking pictures of it, doing YouTube videos. My son, my family is sick. We're experiencing electromagnetic microwave type sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. The memes were people using, which are super popular, super effective.
Yeah, they're real.
And in our culture now, they
intertwine.
It's not intertwined, but it's how we get a lot of news. Okay. Another story. China. Back to China again. China sentences trailblazing online activist to 12 years in prison. Online activist. Again, all these things. What do they have in common? Online. A court in southwestern China has handed an unusually heavy punishment. Notice this wasn't in Hong Kong. This is in China.
Mm-hmm.
12 years to one of the country's most prominent activists despite appeals for clemency from international rights organizations and the United Nations expert Huang Kui, the founder of 64 Tuang Wang, website that aired accounts of government abuse, corruption, and recklessness from across China for two decades, was sentenced for deliberately disclosing state secrets. Okay, put that story with the other two. This is the biggest story in the world right now. Social media is obviously, we got a couple minutes before the break. Excuse me. We'll talk about this on the other side too. Social media is the means of communication. It is the Committee of Correspondence, the course, the circular letters of 1775, you know, the circular letter Samuel Adams was posting, the father of our revolution. This is it. We don't have circulars anymore. We have the internet. We have social media. We have all these things. We have expression of thought. Dr. Group was on the end of last week. One of the he said many fascinating things. Some, you know, take a lot of thought, and our audience maybe not even familiar with quantum physics or whatever. But that we're trying to get some other guests to explain that, because that's important. That's where science is going. But one of the most important things he'd said, and that goes to right here, 5 years ago, he says about 5 years ago, Big Pharma realized that they could not overcome the trends that were occurring in natural health, the growth of natural health, and the information that people were getting and learning about natural remedies and the side effects of drugs and mm-hmm. vaccines or whatever. About 5 years ago, they said, we're in trouble.
We're overpowered.
We're in trouble, and this is going in a bad direction from us. We need to get on top of it. The projection was not good for them. They concocted a plan, and you can see it in action if you understand, step away from a second. And part of that plan was, we must stop social media content. We must stop the discussion that's going on social media, because we are getting killed on it. We can't control it. We can't do anything about it. And the other side is hammering us. And if we let this go on another 10 years, we'll be done, right? Basically,
mm-hmm.
more or less.
Yeah.
The same thing can be said of all these issues we're talking about. The truth is overcoming. When JFK was killed in 1963, you know, think about how long it took for America to wake up to the idea that, whoa, wait a minute, maybe something else went on. And anybody who said anything remotely, you know, even question Garrison, the guy who had, you know, hero,
a lawyer,
he got lambasted.
Yep.
He got destroyed. Okay. If this was the internet era, if that was the internet era, I mean, look, within a year or two, it would have been common knowledge.
Yep.
Anyway, on the other side, we're going to get to this and what's going on about it. Important. ThePowerHour.com. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt Haskell here in about 30 minutes. So good to be with you.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to Power Hour, PowerMall.com. Again, if you're a new listener, not a new listener, if you're new, you've never ordered, you could be a long-time listener, never ordered from the Power Mall, why not? Hey, we got some great things for you. Check it out. Right? Right, Kim?
I do.
Absolutely.
And the stuff is really good.
First 10 is the code. If you go online, you can put in the, ask for a coupon code, type in first, the number 10, and you're going to get a discount as your first order. We really appreciate you. We really got some things that deserve your attention. So, Grown by Nature products, Jason Durkovich will be on later this week, 10% off. These are the best vitamins, the magnesium, the potassium, selenium, the multivitamin, and vitamin E renatured. We got some vitamin E, full spectrum vitamin E from Grown by Nature. Of course, Global Healing Center. Dr. Group was on last week. Just a great interview. He specifically talked a lot about B12 and about iodine. These things are really essential. Listen to that interview if you want to learn more about that. But these products are very important. The Toxidine, the B12, the Detox Foot Pads, and the OxyPad are all on sale at the Power Mall. 10% off Super Silver. Super Silver is one of those things.
Gotta have Super Silver. Gotta have.
You don't know for you. It's one of the things, even if you never use it, which you probably should use it, but even if you never use it, you gotta have it just in case you don't know.
I haven't been sick in 11 or 12 years using that stuff.
Well, even.
It's amazing. Amazing. I take it every day.
Even the trials in Ebola in Africa, it's one of the few things that actually is working, shown to be working against Ebola.
Well, when everybody a couple of weeks ago was getting that croak, I felt it just a little bit. I took a tripled up on it, and it went away in 2 seconds.
Iron Earth, 10% off. If you grow anything plant-based, not mold, I guess. I mean, I don't know. You don't want to grow mold.
No.
But, anything to do with plants. Iron Earth is amazing. Check that out. Iron Earth, 10% off. And we're seeing fantastic results. Free shipping on Strauss Heart Drops and REM Sleep. Also, AutoShip. You sign up for AutoShip, you're going to get a discount on the price, and you're going to lock that in, and you're going to get the free shipping. You can have it delivered every month or every 2 months. Now, if there's other products you'd like to have AutoShip to, you can also do those. Those are the two we just, you know, we have stock, we're guaranteed in, and we can make sure this happens.
Try that REM Sleep. It's amazing.
Amazing. So all these specials and more over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your purchases. Thank you for your donations, your energies. Got another letter from Beulah, Missouri. I get that about every month. I want to tell the person who sends that, thank you. We recognize you. Thank you. God bless you. Getting back to the news. Okay, this story, or these stories, this moment, the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, it was the first thing that our country wanted to, our founding fathers wanted to
And the most important, they thought.
The most important. You know, the five parts of a speech, mm-hmm. petition, address for grievances, the press,
mm-hmm.
assembly, and religion. There you go. I got them. I got all five. Boom.
You're one of the 5% of the people that can do it.
It's less than 5%.
Is it less than
way
5%?
Less than 5%.
Oh, my God.
John Whitehead.
That must have been a time warp.
5%. I wish 5% of people could get that. The John Whitehead, he did a lot of training with lawyers. He says he's never seen a law student be able to name those.
Oh, my gosh.
A law student.
Yeah, law student. Well, they don't teach it in law school anymore.
Well, whatever. Yeah. Okay, let's get to the censorship. Epstein, not the one in jail who, you know, had such radioactive material, but another Dr. Epstein went before Congress within the last month and talked about the engineering which is going on social media and the scientific ability that these big companies, big tech companies, Facebook and Google have, and their ability to manipulate behavior. It is a fascinating testimony. It is muy, muy, muy importante. Mm-hmm. And I'll summarize basically what the crux of what he said. He said the ability that they have on these social sites, I'm just about quoting him, I'm paraphrasing, but I'm just about quoting him, is the most effective and profound behavioral science techniques I've ever seen. What does that mean? Okay. You can get a dog, Pavlov can get a dog to start salivating when he rings a bell. Okay, that's a behavioral technique. Social media, Google, Facebook, he is saying, are the most powerful to get you to do something that he's ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to digress a little bit, but I'm going to go to Netflix. We watch, I like Netflix. There's a lot of things on there. We watch, I don't have regular TV because it's just so trash. The commercial, I mean, just the commercials. That's another story, but I'm starting to feel that way about Netflix. There's a new series on there. It's called Blown Away. And this is what, well, I'll just tell what I thought and then I'll connect it to, school and what I was thinking. Okay. On this show, Blown Away, it's a reality show about glass blowers. You've seen glass blowing. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Very interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, very.
Make beautiful stuff.
Awesome. Yep. I thought, wow, this is going to be great. Mm-hmm. So it's a competition they go through every week, and so they got to make different things. So as I'm watching this is a TV show about glass blowing. So you think. So you keep watching it, and one of the art things that she made, one of the pieces that one of the ladies made, I put a hole in these glasses because it symbolizes the drain on society and the waste and things that we're taking from the third world and hurting. Things like this. And that's what she said.
So
and that's fine.
So it's propaganda film.
Right. So it becomes, and then I'm like, okay, that's her, right? And then I go on and like piece after piece, thing after thing, there's always some sort of agenda. So I'm watching this, and then one of the pieces by this lesbian LGBT lady, from New York, you know, she's always talking about how different she is and never accepted. And one of her pieces she makes, it's supposed to be about something in the future and about robots. See, they make robot interaction with humans. That's their assignment. I mean, see, just things like that, you don't understand. Behavioral scientists understand.
Yeah, they got it.
They got it. If you do a project with a child. Okay, draw us a picture of what robots merging with humans will be like in the future. Do you see? Everybody think, oh, wow, that's cool. That's it.
Yeah.
That's neat. That's fantastic. Yeah, wow, that's neat.
They're priming the pump.
Yeah, right. They're programming your mind and you don't even realize it.
You don't even realize it.
He could have had them do a picture about your home where you grew up and your dog and your mom and dad. Zeke.
Could have done that.
Didn't. So anyway, so she did this same lady. She did. This is when I knew she was going to win the whole thing. This is about halfway through
way out there. Huh?
I started to see this. I said, I know she's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee she's going to win this when it comes down to the end. I mean, if it's any kind of close, unless she just screws up royally.
Mm-hmm.
She built a futuristic embryo that's designed so that men can have babies. Yeah. And I'm sure every woman here is thinking that, yeah, I'd like to see my husband experience that. And I get it. And that's all good and well. But do you see?
Yeah, I see.
And so the whole thing, and it goes on and on and on. And I knew right there. I knew what this show was about, and I knew she was going to win. Sure as the sun rises, she didn't, and she was good. There's no question she was good. And you can't sit there and say, you know, she just really, there's no way she deserved it. No, it was close. It was close. But I knew she'd win, all things being even close to equal. She would win. I knew it. Because the show, see, and if you're listening right now, you're thinking, what in the world does this have to do? I really am getting to a point. Yeah, I really am.
He'll get back to something. I don't know what,
but this is going so well.
All reality shows are fixed.
Right. My point, you're right. Bingo. Everybody that they had on that show, they were handpicked. Everything. So you think the show is about glass blowing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Everybody has a part.
Right. You think the show is about glass blowing. The producers think it's a progressive social engineering show.
Right.
Okay. Take that into school. And when I watched this, I told my wife, I was sitting there talking to her, I says, this is exactly like school. You could sit here and watch this show, and you just watch a show, and it's a show about glass blowing, it was awesome. I mean, some of the things they were doing, it was so cool. It's like, wow, this is an amazing show, right? Love it. This is very cool. And you watch it at the end, and you've been exposed to, okay, gender reassignment, gender this, the poor, the progressive poor, the social aspects, the present was met, you know, all these things have been brought up in this, but it's about glass blowing.
Right. So it's about 10 or 12, propaganda.
Right. So the thing I told to my wife, the people don't put two and two together when it comes to school. And the agenda. Well, school, they just teach reading, writing, and arithmetic. Okay. All right. This show, Blown Away, is just about glass blowing. But I said to my wife, okay, if I watch 12 years of this Blown Away, okay, that was school, and for 12 years I watched this, what would I believe by the time I got out?
Yeah, you'd believe the nonsense that lady's spouting.
I'd believe everything she said about gender inequality and men need to have babies and robots can take over people and da 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 we need to give, you know, socialistic agenda. I would believe that.
Did she take a shot at Trump?
Somebody made something about the politics. It was a political comment. Not specifically, but a political comment.
Couldn't leave that out.
Well, they didn't need to.
Yeah.
They didn't need to. You see, by the time if I went to 12 years of school just like that, by the time I get done.
You'd come out just like her.
I would come out just like her. And people think, oh, well, we're just learning reading and writing. No, okay, on that show, they're just doing glass blowing.
Right.
It's the same thing. They're just doing glass blowing. And, it was so subtle and so powerful.
And slick.
And slick.
Yeah.
Now, go to the social media. Go to Google. Go to all the memes and your Facebook and what's alerted to you and what you connect. You look at our Facebook page. Okay, we started to get momentum. You know, our Facebook page, or not Facebook, YouTube. Our YouTube channel canceled.
Wiped out.
We started over from new. We started to build up, started to gain, gotten over 1,000, started to get the views, whatever. And now our views don't go up. And now we can't get any momentum. We can't get any traction. We can't get anything.
That's on purpose.
And then, and I talked to other people and other people saying the same thing. Okay. It's one thing to have a channel that already has 20,000 subscribers, but when you're conservative and you're starting to try to go up there. Oh my gosh.
Work.
The people with 20,000 subscribers are sliding back. What do you think it's like for us trying to go up there?
Yeah.
So why is this so important? What is Dr. Epstein, not Jeffrey in the jail in New York, but Dr. Epstein who testified in front of Congress? Isn't that ironic, the two Epsteins right now? Two of the most important people in America.
Yin and Yang. Good and evil.
Wow. Two of the most important people or testimonies that we have in America are those two.
Yeah.
Interesting. He said, this is the most effective behavioral science, behavioral manipulative activities techniques I have ever seen.
Yes.
I have ever seen. So all these things I just told you about Pavlov's dog, about this Blown Away, about school, this pales in comparison to the ability to go on a computer, to put things in front of you, to clickbait things in front of you, to put images in front of your head. You click on things, to connect things, to make things appear a certain way when it's an illusionary, made-up world, and to totally twist the behavior of the world, not a classroom, the world.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're talking about. And when YouTube, so the family now wants to complain about them being sick and about the 5G out their window, their child's window. And YouTube says, because they're so merged with the corporate takeover, corporatocracy, fascism, you know, those words can certainly be used. Oligarchy, all these words can be used to describe what our republic is turning into as in one side of it has been. The republic for the United States only lives in your heart, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's not online, that's for sure.
It's not online. It only lives inside
they
you.
They erased it online.
That your values. So your values, what is important to you, is being manipulated on a massive scale and such a subtle scale that most people don't even understand it. And they wonder why, this new generation. Why do you think that is?
Yeah.
There's been an experiment, at least accelerated in the 60s. It was occurring before this. But the 60s is when you really started, if you were even halfway paying attention, you woke up one day from 1960 to 1969 and thought, what in the world just happened to our country?
To Leave It to Beaver to Woodstock.
Leave It to Beaver to Woodstock.
6 years.
James Perloff coined that phrase. So give him some credit for that. We're stealing it here. But
yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, James. Okay. That's, you can see it then. You know, if you're even paying half attention.
Yeah.
Our culture, our society changed, and people started to look at different reasons or why. We know now, we see Kennedy assassination, the whole thing, the deep state. There's been this plan, and now, at the very end, the very top of this, how do I know a clash is coming? How do I know? I don't need to talk in theories or whatever. I can see it. It becomes self-evident.
That's right.
The values that we have, the mother, father, son, daughter, son, brother, sister, all these cousins, uncles, aunts, all of it. It is the new technology, the new push is to erase it all and to transform society into something different. The barrier, the protection, the fence that saves you, that is your shield, is your inheritance, is the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. I've tried.
Which they've tried to obliterate.
Which they tried to obliterate, and at school they obliterate, and that's why they're attacking Thomas Jefferson, and he's nothing but this and that, and a dirty racist, and he had slaves.
Yeah.
And George Washington, too. We don't need to talk about any of them. We're going to get rid of the mural in San Francisco.
That's
it's going
right.
to cost us $600,000 to get rid of this artistic mural, this piece of art, but we don't care. We're going to get rid of
that's
it.
Right. And all the statues down in the South?
All of it. Why do you think all of these things?
They want them gone.
There is a transformation of the heart and soul of your children going on and of you. You know, it's one thing if your children, you know, it's like Sherry Tenpenny. Well, it's one thing if my child's forced to take a vaccine, but me, there's no way I'm getting a vaccine. Oh, that makes perfect sense. Okay, whatever. But you see, they're manipulating you now,
sure
ladies and gentlemen. And go ahead.
And Epstein said, just by one click on his computer telling just the Democrats of the day of voting to go out and vote, that could mean 15 million extra votes for
that
the Democrat.
That simple.
Didn't cost them a cent.
And
not to say the same thing to the to the Republicans.
That's it. That simple. Because they've categorized you. They know who you are.
Yep.
They've algorithmed you.
Yep.
They know everything about you, all this information, all these YouTube surveys. They never do any of
them. And they did it in India. As a few years ago and saw the results, and they know that they can do it right here.
Right, and you saw what went on with India with the they're banning the dollars. You know, all these things. That's why the story in China with Hong Kong is very important, that the test case for us to see what we're
going
to
do.
See what, you know, how people are going to react, what we're going to do.
Stick our head in the sand and let them do anything they want, or are we going to fight?
Well, I think people who are listening. Okay, I'll ask you the question I get a lot, and I know was what going through people's mind, because people are listening. Most of them can start to see this and start to say, All right, that makes sense. Okay, the very next question, what do I do?
Yeah.
So I ask you, what do you do?
Just get ready. Get your food, your water, your guns, your bullets. Get ready.
So you say it's
coming.
The clash is coming.
The clash is coming. There's no way around it.
You know, I woke up this morning. You know, when the weekend happens, see, people like to relax.
I don't relax.
I do relax, but all these things, then I have time to process. See, during the week, these shows, you got to understand how it goes into these shows, Lace.
Yeah, a lot of study.
So then on the weekend, I kind of process. And this whole weekend, I've had this in my mind talking to Dr. Group about Big Pharma. And 5 years ago, they basically made the decision and came up with a plan how we're going to get on top of all this that's going on the internet. And it came to me I came to the conclusion, I could be wrong. I could be right. I'm just telling you what I thought. Exactly what you said is about to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know when. I know something big.
In the future.
I know something big is about to occur by whoever they are. Whoever's pushing all these things we just discussed, okay? Whatever deep state, whatever, the Luciferians, the skull and bones, whatever word you want to attach to them. There's no question that's going on. We can see it. We can see the results. Even if we can't put a tail on the donkey, we see the donkey, okay? Something big is about to happen. I don't know what that is, because they're when you start culling people's ability to express themselves, when you see different countries cull people's ability to express themselves. This, the Kui guy in China who got sentenced to 12 years for just reporting online. It's basically like our broadcast and putting up stuff online about what the government's doing wrong.
Right.
And then they're going to sentence somebody, sentence Catherine for posting it for 12 years. Or us for talking about it.
Yeah.
That's what just happened in China.
And they're pushing the people in Hong Kong. They're pushing, pushing, pushing.
Who is behind all this Chinese social credit score? And who is the backbone of it all in China? Who?
Google.
Bing. Facebook is trying to get
Facebook
in on
too.
It.
Yeah.
But Google.
Google.
Boom. Who is it that on YouTube? Who owns YouTube?
Google. Yeah.
Who just kicked all these people and all these conservative people off?
What was it? 260 million people they just kicked off in the last 3 days?
Well, I've heard that report. Alex Jones reported that. That seems awful long. I know that we're having trouble getting any kind of traction.
Well, he went into this thing that, one of the persons has 30 million followers. So if that guy gets kicked off, that's 30.
That's
30 million.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, that's what he's talking. That's what he was.
Some
talking
big channels
about.
Have been delisted.
Delisted.
Not basically, are delisted.
Are delisted. So that's why he came up with the 260 million.
So the question, I don't want to send you into the fetal position.
No,
but
there's nothing to panic about.
But no, you need to know this and know what's coming.
That's right, and be prepared, just like the Boy Scouts.
This is not like the Boy Scouts anymore.
Yeah, like my Boy Scouts. Yeah. I'm prepared.
50 years ago,
I'm ready.
Boy Scouts. Right, that's the way I would look at this. This is the same thing, like John Adams. If trouble's going to come, let it come in our generation
so
our children can live in peace.
That's right.
That's the attitude that I think we need to take.
Yeah.
That's why I always talk about our founding fathers. I always talk about what they did, whatever shortcomings they had. They stand on the Mount Rushmore of accomplishments in the history of this world, our founding fathers. And we should be very proud of that. And we should be very suspicious of anybody who denigrates them for any reason.
That's right.
Because of what they, were they perfect? No. But they're trying to denigrate what they accomplished. And to do that means you're trying to reverse our culture, our way of life, and our inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're sitting there and you're hearing all this, that's why we talk about school all the time. What's going on in school? Ideas are bulletproof. The future, Winston Churchill, Hoover said it, societies are not shaped by events. Events are shaped by ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So the battle is ideas.
Yep.
In your mind right now, what will you believe?
Mm-hmm.
If you hold the light, they need you. They, whoever's doing this, obviously they need you. I promise you. I study this quite a bit. There's a lot of things I haven't told you. They need you.
They do.
They need your acceptance of this. Mm-hmm. They need your will on this, and they need your participation. So when you withdraw that, You keep your power.
That's right.
And then you focus on something else.
Form of victory.
Well, we pretty much used up the whole hour now talking about this.
Well, yeah, I don't want to fight, but you know,
well, fight's here. Yeah. The fight is for free speech right now. And if the First Amendment is not honored in America, what do you have left?
Yeah.
Well, the only thing you have left is...
Yeah, number two.
The Second Amendment. That's right. The only thing you have left is number two.
That's right.
That's right.
Don't want it, but I'm ready for it. I'm ready to rock if necessary.
Well, we rock every day on this broadcast. We rock every day. We're out here, you know, and the people who are listening are rocking in their own way. The people, you know, Thomas passing out the flyers
Them.
We're going to get some new flyers about some different subjects. Yeah. So people, those are powerful. You know, handing somebody, it's a lost art. It's a circular letter. Yep. Samuel Adams handing that letter to somebody.
Goes right back to 1775.
That's right. Yep. That's good. Here, read this.
Yeah.
Circular. We're going to go 1770s again because the internet certainly has not been our friend.
Nope.
In so many ways. But,
if you have an opportunity, listen to that Epstein, interview on YouTube. I think it's on YouTube still.
We'll be able to tell Catherine to get it.
Put it up on our line. It's
extremely powerful what he says. And, you know, how.
It doesn't cost him a cent to do it.
To manipulate the whole world. We built the backbone so they can manipulate us.
And we pay for it.
Stay tuned,
Our tax dollars pay for it.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt Haskell on the other side. ThePowerHour.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Parnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominate.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Parnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Parnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY.